Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on the CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck!
Listen.
Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear an interesting story about a little girl called Sorella Stout. Your task is to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Start studying the task in your test booklet now. Now listen to the recording.
Car crazy cutie, car crazy cutie, car crazy cutie, car crazy cutie. Well, I guess you might say she's...
Like a lot of children, 13-month-old Sorella Stout loves playing with mobile phones. After all, what toddler doesn't love to push buttons? Harmless enough. Or is it? Last month, Sorella's dad, Paul Stout, received an email from eBay that he had bid for a 1962 Austin and won it. The trouble was, he never knew about the car and certainly hadn't bid for it. He initially thought it was a joke. but he quickly learned he was, in fact, the winner after logging onto eBay. His daughter, little Sorella, who can't even say the word car, had bought one through an eBay app while playing with her dad's phone. Stout immediately contacted the seller. "Hello, I think my 13-month-old placed a bid on this through the mobile app when she was supposed to be playing a game on my phone," he wrote. The seller said he would try to contact the second highest bidder, but noted, "Your child is obviously a car fan with very good taste, and this would make a great father-daughter project that you might just finish in time for her to drive as a first car." Stout agreed to buy the car with the money he'd borrowed from his family for the final price of £150. Stout has set up a website that tells the story of how his daughter bought her first car before she turned two, and set up a way for people to donate to help him repair the car, which needs a new engine, brakes and roof. He noted that there is almost no rust on the car. He hopes to give the working car to Sorella on her 16th birthday. However, since Sorella bought the car, her father has chosen a new PIN code for his mobile, just in case his daughter ever gets the shopping bug again.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Like a lot of children, 13-month-old Sorella Stout loves playing with mobile phones. After all, what toddler doesn't love to push buttons? Harmless enough, or is it? Last month, Sorella's dad, Paul Stout, received an email from eBay that he had bid for a 1962 Austin and won it. The trouble was, he never knew about the car and certainly hadn't bid for it. He initially thought it was a joke. But he quickly learned he was, in fact, the winner after logging onto eBay. His daughter, little Sorella, who can't even say the word car, had bought one through an eBay app while playing with her dad's phone. Stout immediately contacted the seller. "Hello, I think my 13-month-old placed a bid on this through the mobile app when she was supposed to be playing a game on my phone," he wrote. The seller said he would try to contact the second highest bidder, but noted, "Your child is obviously a car fan with very good taste, and this would make a great father-daughter project that you might just finish in time for her to drive as a first car." Stout agreed to buy the car with the money he'd borrowed from his family for the final price of £150. Stout has set up a website that tells the story of how his daughter bought her first car before she turned two, and set up a way for people to donate to help him repair the car, which needs a new engine, brakes and roof. He noted that there is almost no rust on the car. He hopes to give the working car to Sorella on her 16th birthday. However, since Sorella bought the car, her father has chosen a new PIN code for his mobile, just in case his daughter ever gets the shopping bug again.
listener.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you are going to hear some information about the history of the American Thanksgiving holiday. Your task is to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Start studying the task in your test booklet now. Now listen to the recording.
Thanksgiving. Come on, it's Thanksgiving. Give them thanks, yo. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. We're gonna have a good time.
Almost every culture in the world has held celebrations of thanks for a plentiful harvest. The American Thanksgiving holiday began as a feast of Thanksgiving in the early days of the American colonies almost 400 years ago. In 1620, a boat filled with more than 100 people sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to settle in the New World. This religious group had begun to question the beliefs of the Church of England, and they wanted to separate from it. The Pilgrims settled in what is now the state of Massachusetts. Their first winter in the New World was difficult. They had arrived too late to grow many crops, and without fresh food, half the colony died from disease. The following spring, the Iroquois Indians taught them how to grow corn, maize, a new food for the colonists. They showed them other crops to grow in the unfamiliar soil and how to hunt and fish. In the autumn of 1621, bountiful crops of corn, barley, beans, and pumpkins were harvested. The colonists had much to be thankful for, so a feast was planned. They invited the local Indian chief and 90 Indians. The Indians brought deer to roast with the turkeys and other wild game offered by the colonists. To this first Thanksgiving, the Indians had even brought popcorn. In the following years, many of the original colonists celebrated the autumn harvest with a feast of thanks. After the United States became an independent country, Congress recommended one yearly day of Thanksgiving for the whole nation to celebrate. George Washington suggested the date November 26 as Thanksgiving Day. Then in 1864, at the end of a long and bloody civil war, Abraham Lincoln asked all Americans to set aside the last Thursday in November as a day of Thanksgiving.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Almost every culture in the world has held celebrations of thanks for a plentiful harvest. The American Thanksgiving holiday began as a feast of Thanksgiving in the early days of the American colonies, almost 400 years ago. In 1620, a boat filled with more than 100 people sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to settle in the New World. This religious group had begun to question the beliefs of the Church of England, and they wanted to separate from it. The Pilgrims settled in what is now the state of Massachusetts. Their first winter in the New World was difficult. They had arrived too late to grow many crops, and without fresh food, half the colony died from disease. The following spring, the Iroquois Indians taught them how to grow corn, maize, a new food for the colonists. They showed them other crops to grow in the unfamiliar soil and how to hunt and fish. In the autumn of 1621, bountiful crops of corn, barley, beans, and pumpkins were harvested. The colonists had much to be thankful for, so a feast was planned. They invited the local Indian chief and 90 Indians. The Indians brought deer to roast with the turkeys and other wild game offered by the colonists. To this first Thanksgiving, the Indians had even brought popcorn. In the following years, many of the original colonists celebrated the autumn harvest with a feast of thanks. After the United States became an independent country, Congress recommended one yearly day of Thanksgiving for the whole nation to celebrate. George Washington suggested the date November 26 as Thanksgiving Day. Then in 1864, at the end of a long and bloody Civil War, Abraham Lincoln asked all Americans to set aside the last Thursday in November as a day of Thanksgiving. That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you will hear a story about the friendship of Johnny, an autistic boy, and Zena, the warrior puppy. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time
we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Start studying the task in your test booklet now. Now listen to the recording.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that dog?
For most of Johnny's 8 years of life, solitude has suited him just fine. He adores his mom and dad, of course, and he loves his older brother. He also views some of his special education teachers as trusted friends. Still, none of those people could get many words out of him. It's not that Johnny can't talk. He knows how to speak, and he can read quite well. But autism left him isolated. Most of his social interactions resulted in painful embarrassment. That is why he used to like solitary activities. On a typical day after school, he would spend hours playing with his marbles in silence. Then, about 2 months ago, everything changed. Johnny made a connection so unlikely that people familiar with it describe it as a miracle. Some months before she came into Johnny's world, Zena was brought to an animal shelter. She was in critical condition. She was completely dehydrated, and her nose was badly wounded. A member of the rescue team took the 4-month puppy home, but she didn't think that the dog would make it through the night. Against all odds, she survived, and because of her rapid recovery, she was given the name Zena, the warrior puppy. Her survival story appeared on a Facebook page. One person who read it and fell in love with the dog was Linda, Johnny's mom. When Zena became strong enough to appear at a charity event, Linda brought her family to meet the puppy in person. Zena immediately ran right up to them. Not surprisingly, the family adopted Zena soon after. On their first trial day together, Linda decided to bring Zena along in the car when she picked Johnny up from school. Johnny smiled widely and showed deep affection towards Zena. Linda said from that very first moment, the dog was sitting in his lap in the car seat, giving him all these kisses, and that's where she's been ever since. His new companion brings out the best in him. His playfulness, his cute singing voice, and his non-stop chatter about everything he sees and experiences.
How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?
For most of Johnny's 8 years of life, solitude has suited him just fine. He adores his mom and dad, of course, and he loves his older brother. He also views some of his special education teachers as trusted friends. Still, none of those people could get many words out of him. It's not that Johnny can't talk. He knows how to speak, and he can read quite well. But autism left him isolated. Most of his social interactions resulted in painful embarrassment. That is why he used to like solitary activities. On a typical day after school, he would spend hours playing with his marbles in silence. Then, about 2 months ago, everything changed. Johnny made a connection so unlikely that people familiar with it describe it as a miracle. Some months before she came into Johnny's world, Zena was brought to an animal shelter. She was in critical condition. She was completely dehydrated, and her nose was badly wounded. A member of the rescue team took the 4-month puppy home, but she didn't think that the dog would make it through the night. Against all odds, she survived, and because of her rapid recovery, she was given the name Zena, the warrior puppy. Her survival story appeared on a Facebook page. One person who read it and fell in love with the dog was Linda, Johnny's mom. When Zena became strong enough to appear at a charity event, Linda brought her family to meet the puppy in person. Zena immediately ran right up to them. Not surprisingly, the family adopted Zena soon after. On their first trial day together, Linda decided to bring Zena along in the car when she picked Johnny up from school. Johnny smiled widely and showed deep affection towards Zena. Linda said from that very first moment, the dog was sitting in his lap in the car seat, giving him all these kisses, and that's where she's been ever since. His new companion brings out the best in him. His playfulness, his cute singing voice, and his non-stop chatter about everything he sees and experiences.
How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening test.